Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Every Thursday at this time, we connect with Lisa Newell. She publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and she gets us up to date on what's happening in the breeze. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. We have got Splash Magazine out a little early, so the June issue is out. Lots of great information in there this week. I mean, we've got, of course, the Sea Turtle Baby Shower is happening on Saturday. That's always a lot of fun. Also very educational about how important the sea turtles are. We've also got information about a brand new restaurant on the beach, Senior Frogs, which apparently is a hoot. Apparently, the food's good too.
That's great. Love it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You've also got stuff about the graduating class, and which is always very interesting for the Gulf Breeze High. And you've also got a discussion about the bridge that is not going to get built now, right?
Well, they still have to build a bridge over to Navarre Beach. But the way they're going to build it, that's still up in the air. And the county commission did meet. They talked about all the options. They had a proposal from a company that builds bridges, and they wanted to, you know, show what they could do and also tell them that there would be a toll. Well, that did not go over very well with the people on the county commission. They turned them down. They're going to continue looking for other alternate methods. They're hoping they can get some government money to help them build this bridge. The bridge does need to be replaced. So that was one of the topics of this discussion, the county commission meeting. Interesting. That also was a topic about Juana's Pagoda. And they are wanting to get a lease extension. And one of the county commissioners, James Calkins, decided that he did not think they should do that and that it should be opened up to the public to see if they wanted to take over that lease. Well, we have an editorial written by Pam Brannon. Pam has lived in Navarre for years. She used to own the Navarre News, and she remembers when the Redsky brothers were just getting started and brought that idea to the county commission. And over the years, the county commission has made a lot of money off of Juana's and Sellers Grill.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And, you know, the situation is that it's hard to start a business on Navarre Beach. It's, seasonal. For many years, we've had hurricanes, we've had oil spills, we've had this and that, and those guys have made it work. And so there's going to be a public hearing June 10th, and so people are invited to come out and talk about it because, honestly, it sounds like, you know, if you have a business on the beach and you build it from scratch and during all of these hardships, that the county, some team members of the county think that they should just come over and take it over and give it to someone else.
we covered this a lot on the show, and I still am just amazed by the idea that they think, that James Calkins thinks that somehow Juana's is like raking in all of this dough and not talking about how much money has been contributed to the county because of the 5% deal that they have. I mean, it's just, yeah, I'm glad to see that editorial. So agreed. You've also, one of the things happening in Gulf Breeze is changes to the operation rules for rental, like boat operators or whatever, at Shoreline Park.
Yeah, you know, Shoreline Park is pretty much the only game in town. Most people want to take one to launch their boats there because it's close to the pass. It's, you know, it's got parking. But it ends up that we have a lot of other people who want to use it, not just people who live in the city, and I'm guilty of that as well. I don't live in the city. But there are people who run their businesses out of there. And the city right now is trying to find a compromise because a lot of those people that they may run a pontoon business or a jet ski business, they come down, they pay like a $10 fee to the city to have a business license there. Meanwhile, they're using, you know, taking it up availability at the boat launch, also parking their vehicles, and then the people who meet them down there are parking their vehicles. Anyway, they're trying to find a compromise on that, and so they've instructed staff to go out and figure out how to make that work for everybody. So that is one of the things they discussed. And another thing that I discussed was smoking and vaping in the park.
Yeah.
I think it's already illegal to smoke in the parks, but I think this might be something they're looking at strengthening just in case the marijuana amendment passes. So they are looking also at that. So those are two ordinances that they discussed at the city council meeting.
Yeah, it's I think it's not illegal yet, but I could be wrong about that. You might be right. I thought it was not yet, and they were working on it. But this becomes a possibility because the state de-preempted the regulation of smoking in parks, other than for, what, cigars, I think, is the one that you still can't regulate. So we got to make sure to protect all of the guys smoking their cigars from any interference from your locals. But, you know, regulate your cigarettes as much as you like. It's kind of the takeaway there. So, well, man, lots of very interesting stuff in the paper. Look forward to seeing the hard copy for that or online. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed. Thanks for the time on Thursday mornings. I appreciate it.
And I hope to see you at the Sea Turtle Festival.